That was The Compact. We played it because we are joined by The Compact right now in the WGXC Hudson studio. I've got Aaron Hobson and Stephen Ross here with me. And the song that we just heard is from an unreleased album. You guys are getting a sneak peek. I guess it's not a peek. A sneak preview, an audio peek of off their new album, One at a Time. Hi, Aaron. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
It's really good to have you guys here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You're performing tonight at Club Helsinki at 8 p.m.
We are. We just did sound check. Now we're here with you.
And you're here from Red Hook.
We are.
So tell me about The Compact. How long have you guys been playing together and what are its configurations?
We've been playing together for maybe 4 years now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, 4 years. Started just the two of us, and we started just kind of writing songs in the studio. We released our first record, Talk Radio, in, what was that, 2009?
2010. Oh, no, I think you're right.
2009. So Talk Radio was the first release. Yeah. It's more of like a folky kind of record, more of like singer-songwriter kind of thing. And now, then we've evolved with the second record, Fortune Cookie Philosophy. And that one had Gary Burke on drums for that record. And it became a little bit more eclectic, I guess you'd say. A lot more jazz and funk and Caribbean influence, some Latin influence. And now with the latest release, we're just kind of writing things spontaneously on the fly.
That's One at a Time?
That's the title, yeah.
So how do you describe that album?
It's out of the box. Every song is its own nugget of its own thing. We try, you know, we mix a lot of different types of music, and this is more groove. This record is much more groove, it's more rock, and it has a, it's less, well, what we like to do is we like color and texture.
You want to do color and texture.
Texture. And so this is, it still has the color and texture, but it's just more, it's more unrefined. It's just more...
A little more raw.
Raw.
And what are your instruments, you two?
I play guitar and sing.
And I play bass guitar and sing. We both play other things. She's been known to play piano and organ and different synth. We set up the synthesizer.
So have you.
She goes there and she touches those
I play one note.
And then we do all the rest in the computer.
That's right.
And can you tell me about the nature of your collaboration? I like asking people to describe how they work together and then also really watching, observing.
Okay, so you said nature, we'll say organic.
Okay. So you write songs together, how does it work?
It's always different. That's what this record is. It's all different. Every song has its own beginning. Like It's a Wash was
this started with a groove that Steven came up with on guitar, actually.
And the reason why we did it was the last together. Time we played at Helsinki. The drummer, Gary Burke, who played on the last record, who's a good friend of ours, suggested that we always end the set with an Alicia Keys cover called Karma. And then the audience really, really likes it. So that everybody thinks it's our song. But we're putting it on the next record, too. And he said, we need to come up with a song that that takes the audience higher. And that song is in a drop D tuning. So I just said, we need to come up with a song in drop D. And that was the beginning of that song. It was a stupid thing that I played for Aaron. And we started writing
lyrics to it.
Lyrics about
melody and
a hurricane, I think it was.
Yeah.
Was it Irene? I think it was Hurricane
Irene. Yeah, I think it was Irene.
About Irene. Oh,
had just been here. So,
and you both live in Red Hook. You were saying you live around the corner.
We're pretty much neighbors. Yeah,
I live around the corner. it's my corner.
I'm so curious to hear you talk about your music community here, who you play with, where you draw inspiration from, where you live. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't have to be who, like a list of names, but how do you think about the musical community where you live?
Wow. Well, there are different musical communities. You know, there's the open mics, and there's the bands, and there's the blues scene, and we're not allowed in the blues scene. We don't play 1-4-5 all the time.
Right. You play Alicia Keys.
We play Alicia Keys.
We play jazz. We play funk. We play a lot of things, but so we don't play blues.
Yeah. There's a really good music community. There's, mm-hmm. you know, there's a great guy, the guy who drives a tour bus named Willie Amrott. He has a really big band, like 8 guys. And they are really party stuff. And, you know, there are some really good people. We have some really good friends.
Yeah, but it's funny. We don't play a lot locally. We don't play a lot of the clubs locally. We play within like a half an hour to an hour and a half radius, mm-hmm. you know, north and south of where we are. We go into the city. But as far as playing locally, we don't really do a lot right in town, you know.
So it's a rare treat tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably one of the closer gigs that we... Yep. Play, really.
Hmm.
We play in another place. Can we say the name of the place mm-hmm. that we play in Hudson? American Glory Barbecue. We play as a duet a lot now.
Because mm-hmm.
we're cheap that way. And we played in Fishkill like last weekend and then in Athens across at the brewery, Crossroads mm-hmm. Brewery. And then I think this coming weekend we're playing in Peekskill. That's about as far as we like, yeah. We like... duets because it starts with do.
And where else can people find you if not tonight? Can they find you online? You just said they have to drive an hour away.
Well, no, they can find us on the internet.
They can download these songs for free on our Reverb Nation page, which you'd find if you went to our record label. We have a record label and a publishing company. We're moguls. You probably didn't know that. Right?
Well, now I do.
Yeah. Now you're looking at us differently.
Yeah, so the website is www.the-compact.com.
Or you can go to the record label, which is chokingchickenrecords.com.
I see. Why Choking Chicken?
Because it's not Choking Chihuahua.
And why the compact?
We had an arrangement. We got together to do a couple of songs that Aaron wrote, and we started working on it. We really liked working together, and after a while, we just said, "You know what? We're gonna come up with some arrangement," and that just came. It's a different name. Instead of saying the band, like a band or a group, we just made it the Compact. Originally, it was Aaron Hobson Compact, because nobody knew me because I was from Brooklyn.
But then everybody thought that was my name, Aaron Hobson Compact.
They thought I, yeah.
And then everybody spelled it wrong, and they all got a weird impression. So.
I had noticed that it said Aaron Hobson Compact online, and I was trying to figure out if there was like a subtle power dynamic happening.
We dropped it.
It just got easier.
When we got started playing duet, that really started getting really weird. We'd walk in as two people, and they're like, "What's this?" Like, if she's Aaron Hobson, then you must be Compact.
Right.
So, yeah, actually, that site just went away. It was originally, we had that name, and we just, soon it'll be a pigment.
So somebody else can take it if they want to name their band.
We had chokingchicken.com. Chokingchicken.net is the other, they all go to the same place. Chokingchicken.com was a porn site.
Oh, no.
And now it just became available, so we can... have that name too. We're moguls. I mean, we can have more than one name.
I own chickens. I have chickens.
Gotcha. So. But you don't choke
it
them.
Had nothing to do. You didn't have chickens then.
I did. I had chickens then.
You know what choking chicken is like? It's a, you know, it's one of those bashing bishops. And
okay.
Well, it is a real pleasure to have you guys in here, especially because you really are neighbors. So I hope it's not the last time. I think we should play another song before our hour's up.
Sure.
If you're just tuning in, this is The Compact. We've got Aaron and Steven in here from Red Hook. They're performing tonight at Club Helsinki in Hudson on Columbia Street at 8 p.m. And this is what they sound like. Just kidding. That's Alicia Keys.
You have that queued up.
I never heard that song when we played it. She was covering it, and I never heard that.
I actually know the song. It's a great song.
We do a cover of it, and we'll be playing it tonight.
That's not what they sound like. But you can hear their take on Karma. This is The Compact. No.
the street, where people go to be seen and eat. An opus of plates and hide and seek and hollow conversations. We're sitting on stools at the end of the bar, just wasting time with tools and fools, playing their parts and looking cool, and sipping on glasses of wine. Now it's flirting dirt and waves and winks. It's too tight shirts and perfume and stinks. Underpaid servers and overpriced drinks. Personal problems and amateur shrinks.
Married guy, this is playing the field, massaging her neck, his ego revealed.